Cape Talk, the Africa Report.
Padumoyo Muzulu joins us on the line from Harare, a senior journalist at Alpha Media Holdings. Padumoyo, what is the situation in Zimbabwe right now? Good morning.
Morning, Mohale. The situation in Zimbabwe is still a little bit tense, and the internet is still down. The government yesterday issued another directive to mobile network operators that they should shut down the internet. So very few people are able to communicate. And the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the media, the MISA, Media Institute of Southern Africa, had made an application to the High Court to have the directive reversed, but it will only be heard on Monday in chambers.
What is the reasoning behind the directive? So why would government shut down Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, and all those messaging applications that people can use?
The government's thinking has been, when we listen to the Minister of State Security, he has been saying that these communication applications have been used to spread alarm and despondence, and that they have been irresponsibly being used by the organizers of the demonstrations to a larger section of Zimbabwe to participate in these demonstrations.
In the meantime, I suppose incidents of violence are being reported all across Zimbabwe, and unfortunately, quite a bulk of that violence being at the hands of the security forces in Zimbabwe.
Yes, that's true. We have heard from the civil society which deals with victims of violence that so far they have attended to more than 100 cases, and about 70 cases of them, of the people, had gunshot wounds. And in Zimbabwe, it's very rare for individuals to have high-caliber rifles, and that can only be attributed to state agencies. And the government has not come out clearly whether it has only confirmed that there are some deaths which has happened because of the demonstrations, but they've not apportioned the blame as to who exactly shot the protesters.
Is President Emmerson Mnangagwa back in the country?
No, he's not yet back in the country, and he's expected back in the country next week, Saturday, after Davos meeting.
Is it not woefully disrespectful of him, one, to make such a catastrophic announcement, knowing it will have the impact it will have on an already struggling economy? Reports indicating that some of the highest inflation rates were experienced in Zimbabwe in December. Follow that with a hike in the price of fuel, and then you get on a jet and you leave the country for 2 weeks, and you know that all of this is happening, and you do not come back and speak to your people. It just seems so, his disregard the people of his own country.
Yeah, it just proves that there is a disconnect between the executive and the citizens, and it seems like we can trace back this to November 2017, when the media took over the state and put former President Robert Mugabe under house arrest. And I think this impunity has always been ongoing. That there is now this belief that these people say, we had to fight for this, we had to put our necks on the block to get Mugabe out, and so for now you should leave us and give us space to do whatever we can. And I think that is very disrespectful of Zimbabweans in general, and it seems like they don't have a coherent plan for how to get out of the economic quagmire, and they're just muddling through. And in doing that, then they find that it could seem important to them that they have to cut the outside world so that it doesn't see what's happening. But unfortunately, the world has moved so fast in the last 10, 15 years in terms of communication.
The United Nations Secretary General calling for calm in the country of Zimbabwe. The United Kingdom's Minister for Africa, Harriet Bolden, summoning Zimbabwe's ambassador to discuss disturbing reports of the use of live ammunition, intimidation and excessive force. The EU, in a statement late on Thursday, noting the disproportionate use of force by security personnel, urging that the internet service be restored. I have not seen any reports regarding what the African Union has said about this. I don't know if you have, but are people of Zimbabwe getting a sense that people outside of Zimbabwe are concerned about what is happening within that country?
I generally think that it's quite disheartening, but generally what has been happening is the blocs within the region, SADC, the AU, have always been more of solidarity among the brotherhood of the leadership, and they have not been about solidarity so that of the African people. And we have seen that over the years, like what has happened in the DRC when elections were due and they were postponed by more than 2 years, like when there was demonstrations and chaos in Central African Republic, like when Zimbabwe was going what it was going through in 2017. No one really came out and spoke strongly. And I understand that the South African Director of International Relations issued a statement saying that the cutting of the shutdown of internet is a domestic issue. So you can just relate to understand that this is where the African Brotherhood is more about the leadership or the elites and nothing to do with the general masses.
Which is rather unfortunate. Thank you very much to Paulo Moyo Muzulu, senior journalist at Alpha Media Holdings, joining us on the line there from Harare. It's 8:15.